of the SHM 738. Morning, Paul, WSHF 567. Yeah, good morning.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. And Mike.
Oh, hey, good morning. Well, not much of a storm last night.
No, I'm not sure if we got anything yesterday morning, but there was a lot of lightning off to the southwest, as I talked about when I was looking out the window when I took off, and that was pretty active. Wherever they were getting it, it was pretty active.
I think it was more north of us, like towards, 69.
I don't think it was that far away. Well, it may have been. 69, you mean the freeway up north of us? Yeah, I was saying southwest, so I seen a lot of cloud-to-ground strikes in the southwest there, so wherever that was. Like Livonia or something, I don't know.
Well, because when I was leaving to Baltimore, it was coming down pretty heavily.
Yeah, that's later in, that was late, I'm talking about in the morning, you're talking about in the evening?
Yeah, evening hour, you know, when they said, oh, we're supposed to get a flash flooding and all this rain.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot cooler today, 44, 45, something like that, so.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
That's right, Wednesday, it's today and tomorrow, and then got a nice 3-day weekend, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, what am I doing for Easter? Probably just going to my mother-in-law's.
All right, that sounds good. Sure, she's cooking up some food.
Normally it's like, you know, like spinach pie and kielbasa and things of that nature.
Don't matter. Food, it's a feast.
I'll eat the kielbasa and the pierogies, but the spinach pie is not my forte.
Spinach pie, nah, it's a Greek thing, don't really care for that at all, never had it, but, yeah.
My wife likes it, you know, it's, like, if I go to a Mediterranean place, you know, oh, give me the Greek combination platter, or the Euro platter, with the spinach pie, it's like, okay.
I'm all about the Euro sandwiches if it's good Euro meat, for sure. So, I used to love the Parthenon down there in Greektown, man. Like, I love those Euro sandwiches, but they went belly up.
Yeah, a lot of places it did, you know, in Greektown. As far, now, from what I understand, Greektown now is just, you can't drive through it now. It's just, you know, all pedestrian.
Yep, I just heard this yesterday. Yep, can't drive through it anymore. That street was called Monroe.
Monroe Street. That's kind of stupid. I mean, now how are people going to know if the there's any good restaurants through there if they can't drive through to see. When they just get out and walk. it's bad enough, you know, the way they got parking set up down there now. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, when it was the Greektown Casino, you could park in the parking deck at the end of the street there before 375, but I don't know if the casino owns that thing now a couple times over, so I'm not sure it's so easy to park in there on the cheap anymore.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been down there. I think Greektown, the last time I checked, was what? Owned by Dan Gilbert. Unless he sold it.
He sold that a long time ago. 10 years ago.
It'd never be what it was in the 80s.
It's owned by Hollywood now, Mike. Which Hollywood, I think it's got ties to Las Vegas, but Hollywood was the one down there in Toledo.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's tied to maybe MGM or something in Las Vegas. So, not MGM. They have an MGM here. I don't know, one of them casinos in Las Vegas owns it.
Yeah, I got you. Mike. Yeah, what's going on, Sam?
Customer brought me a lawnmower, says my drive ain't working. I think the belt's broke. Ha, that's funny. Hey, the customer replaced his wheels. Put wheels on it. Don't have gears on them. Why don't it drive? Not the belt. Duh. People have no business.
Oh, is it one of those self-propel jets?
Yeah, self-propelled. It was easy for the spot. The gears were hanging out of the tires. You know, I could tell right away that they were the wrong tires. But yeah, no gears in the tires equals no drive.
Yeah, that'd be a good reason why it's not going. Was it a front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive?
Rear wheel. Customer states, I just put them tires on there. I said, well, you put the wrong ones on there.
I would say. I have a self-propelled mower. It's one of those ones with rubber. Like two little small rubber wheels with the teeth on it. You know, they come down and they rest on the tire and then they would spin the tire. That's how old this thing is. Rural drive.
Three numbers now.
Yeah, you had vertical shaft engine, but on the side it had a little camshaft that came out with a gear, you know, sprocket with a little chain, and it would connect to the rear drive system.
Yep, I had a riding lawnmower that had an engine like that. That little chain ran the engine, drive system on the engine.
Well, that's what this one did for this mower. And the mower actually came from, remember that hardware store that used to be at 21 and Gratiot, that Service Star hardware store at the southeast corner?
Yeah, you know there's a party store that used to be there. It used to be called Airways Party Store. That big pole that's right there at the store, my mother owns it. She knocked it down, man. she replaced it.
Oh, man. Huh. Whoops.
She wasn't drunk enough, and I guess she was pulling out. She caught the pole, and the pole went toppling over. Shit happens.
Yeah, well, my grandmother one time mistaken the brake for the gas. Whoops. Took out 5 parked cars and went through a plate glass window and right there at that Farmer Jack that was used to be at Grand River and 8 Mile.
That was an expensive day.
Well, the cops deemed it, you know, a mistake. It was an accident. And, of course, the insurance company, they covered it. So, but she gave up driving after that. But by then, she was already in her, you know, late 70s, early 80s.
Wish we can go back to that time. It was so much easier, so much simpler.
Yeah, she was driving at that time a 85 LTD Crown Victoria.
Mike, I'm still here at WSHS 567. I'm monitoring.
Yep, WRWB 49. So you've been pretty busy though all this week, huh?
Picked up considerably.
Hey, that's good, you know. More money in your pocket.
That's always a good thing.
Just looked at my ATM thing. I got gas yesterday on the way home, and I don't know, it's about 15 gallons, right? It, 370 or 380. Like, look on the ATM and it says pending transaction $100 right on the button. Like, I have to watch that and see if they correct that by the time it goes through, because it was no $100.
That's not good. Man. You can't trust these service stations, gas stations.
This just don't seem right, right? Like it was no $100, right? And I don't think they put a hold on your card for $100 and then correct it later. I'm going to watch that one when it goes through today, and I'll be calling the bank here in a little bit. A little later this morning, that one don't seem right.
Oh, it does not.
Used to get gas at this gas station all the time. I don't really too much anymore. Just a couple times recently, but yeah, if they're doing that inside, you know, I'll be up there today, I can guarantee you.
Well, you know, some of these stations, they've been known to pull some shady crap.
Well, we'll find out. It just seems weird, right? So usually it's the exact amount that's pending. I don't know why it's saying $100. It just does not seem right.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense why they would do that.
I mean, I was at a quarter tank, so my tank holds about 21 gallons. I figured it was like right in around 15 gallons, right? Of 50 some odd bucks at 370 or 380 a gallon. and it's under $60, put it that way. But yet that thing says $100 pending, $100 even. Even if you pump gas, you know what the chances of it being even exactly?
Yeah, something's not adding up. Yeah, I think they're trying to scam you.
Yeah, well, that'd be a bad mistake.
Sounded like somebody else is trying to get in there while you were talking. That or it's just, unwanted bullcrap.
Don't know. It might have been in a weak area. All right, I'm going to go get ready. I'll catch you guys in a bit. WSHM 738.
Roger, we'll be here standing by. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSHM 738. What'd they do? Chase y'all off?
Yeah, just working through the exits and the curves. WSBT 754.
Yes, the proverbial cement maze to stardom.
And it's only Wednesday.
Well, yes, it is Wednesday, so if you want to count today, then T-minus two to go.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you wake up from your nap by 6 o'clock and turn on TV. You'll watch the, you can relive your childhood. You can watch the Artemis II launch to the moon.
I remember those days as a kid watching them on the moon. Back then it was pretty fascinating.
Yep. So, they're going back to the moon in 2028. So this one is a launch today at about, I forget if it was 6:42 or 6:24 tonight, if everything stays on time. Just like the Apollo missions, they're going to go and circle the moon and come back. And that's in preparation for, like I said, and a half, whatever it is, to get to, they're going to actually land back on the moon again. How about that?
What you're saying is this one's there just going up and riding around a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to, like, orbit the moon and then come back. Yeah. If you remember, Apollo had a series of missions leading up to landing on the moon. And then a few, you know, explorations on the moon. There were a few Apollo missions landing on the moon and doing whatever they're doing. But leading up to it, they had a bunch of missions to make sure they could do what they were supposed to do. So, kind of the same thing, except two-step program here. So I was down in Florida, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I forget, and they were launching one of them things for all the satellites, the internet satellite through Elon Musk and Starlink. I got to watch one of them launches. I was like right there because I wasn't far away. And,
it was pretty cool to watch the launch. It was like 11:30 at night. I gotta say, it was pretty cool.
There we go. The jammers are up. I wonder how much that pays an hour. Yeah, there was a launch yesterday, I think. Well, maybe it was a rerun, because I thought it said live. It was on Facebook or YouTube, I think. I don't know. I watched it for a couple minutes, and then I stuck a CD in and started rewatching The Wire.
I don't know what they would have been launched. They launch all the time down there now. And it's like second nature to them.
Man, what a change in temperature, huh? I stepped outside this morning and thought, man, is it November already?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, they said, what, 45 degrees today?
Yeah, certainly a lot cooler.
Mike.
Yeah, good morning, there, Charlie. WRWB 49.
It was quite warm yesterday, and today I'm like, what the hell? Did I do anything this summer?
What's that in your background there, Charlie? You got a flat tire going.
Got my turn signal on.
April Fools. I knew I could get him to bite on there, Mike.
Neil.
Oh, the SRI 302. Good morning, good morning. Through, as I check. I guess that's normal. I don't usually watch. They put a hold, but the actual right charge just went through. So, that's kind of interesting. I guess I never really paid attention to that before. It's like 51 or 52 bucks.
No, okay. Yeah, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, good morning. Is that good morning to us? Are you saying good morning to the jammers, too? Well, let me tell you something. Yesterday, I thought I heard somebody out in the neighborhood by me, and I can't believe I heard that guy out here. I thought he was gone.
Well, do tell. I know which guy he's talking about.
His name, that Houdini guy. Real close. I thought that guy was put away in jail.
Oh, yeah, don't talk about that stuff here. We don't hear about that fool. I got you. I thought you meant you heard somebody out here.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah, Houdini was put away, but he is now out.
Yep, you can come out of your house and start shooting in town square and hit people in the butt with a bullet and do 5 or 6 years and walk free on America crust, you know? Can you believe it? Can you believe this day and age, Charlie? You slap somebody in a grocery store, they'll give you 20 years. You shoot somebody and start firing shots off in a downtown area and actually hit somebody, and you'll be out in six. Isn't that amazing?
Nothing surprises me anymore, man. Nothing.
How that judge is going to make out. Huh. That one in Warren that never rented that bus.
I don't know anything about that one.
about that story. Yeah, the guy, a judge, you know, that's part of Warren District Court, was, you know, drunk one night and rerunned a smart bus. Whether he's going to get, you know, charged with anything, I mean, knowing him, he'll probably get a slap on the wrist or they'll make him take early retirement.
I'd just like to know one thing, Steve-O. Was he a nicer guy, or did he sound like the same idiot? In other words, I'm just trying to judge what 6 or 7 years in a slammer do for you whenever it recalibrates your thinking.
No rehabilitation. The guy was the same way. Same way, same nonsense on the field.
Well, there you go. Go figure. Yep, you can't fix stupid. And it runs rampant elsewhere, for sure. All right, enough of all that. Somebody's jamming us. Must be one of his family members, like us talking about him.
I sure hope nobody hooks him up with this. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't put nothing past these people.
Your buddy's with them just to do it.
That was Judge Chimura, wasn't it?
I remember the judge's name. I just know that, yeah, he was driving and, well, intoxicated and rear-ended somebody.
Yeah, because they think they're above the law.
He was driving and then he wasn't?
Well, driving until he became, you know, well, until his vehicle became impaired.
That's interesting. I don't really know those judges, but I do see them pop up their pictures on the community cable channel, so I see his picture all the time if it was that guy.
He was the chief judge, if I remember.
Yeah, so what did he do, Mike? He just was driving his own personal car? I thought somebody said something about a bus, and I don't know what he was driving there. I'm a little conflicted on that one.
Personal vehicle, but he was, while he was driving, you know, he slammed into the back of a smart bus while he was drunk and intoxicated.
They think they're above the law. I'd like to know how many people he's put in jail for DUIs. That's what I'd like to know. Should call for his job and give him a CB radio.
Crazy, crazy.
Good morning, Charlie. WSHF 567.
Morning over there, Sam. Good morning.
Morning, Mike, and morning, Paul. All right, I'm back quiet. I just want to say good morning, everybody. You guys have a good day, and I'll talk to you later.
Yep, good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to bail out of here and go in and make the coffee. Might even turn the heater back on. Get you guys this afternoon, WSBT 754.
Yeah, good morning.
Yep, we'll catch you later, Charlie.
People are bored. That is a terrible thing.
Oh yeah, they're bored, all right.
Get the secondary crew in there pinch hitting for them.
Yeah, the HT crew. One of them's up already. Well, I'm going to get ready here, and I got to leave out of here pretty early this morning, so I will talk to you guys in the Mobile. WRWB 49 will be my invite.
All right, ESA 10738.
USLI 302, stand by.
So, Steve, do you just get Friday off? I think about this, but I forgot the answer.
Yes, just Friday.
Just Friday, that is it. I might work it. I might work it, so I'm debating. Be double time? It's double time and a half. Yeah, that makes sense. The holiday pay and time and a half. I guess that does make sense, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good score. And it'd be just like working a week, so I don't have anything planned that day. I would have liked to win some of the Tigers game, but not a big deal. Not a big deal. I'm going to listen to them on the weekend. Okay, very good. Hey, I'll forward to Detroit. I think you know how to do that. Let me say 10-738.
Hey, before you guys go, the one idiot just told on himself without knowing that he told on himself.
Let me guess, is it his first initial L, and then last initial K?
Bingo. Yep.
Of course, you can tell it's an HT signal right there from 12 and Gratiot. All right, I'm going to hop over to Detroit there. The BSA 10-738.
Catch you guys later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Tell me how he got that HT all programmed up. It's courtesy Scotty Hubble, WSHM 738. That's his buddy. All right, I'll be back. Alright, WSHM 738, they should be loud and clear.
Good day out there, Mike. Enjoy your day, WRNW
29. RZT 820 mobile monitoring for about 15 minutes.
WSCU 202, good morning.
Good morning, WSIA 333. Hope everyone has a good day and stay dry.
WSEU 202. Good morning.
WRZT 820 mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET-257. I'm in mobile and monitoring. Good afternoon, everybody. This is WCT257. I mean, mobile and monitoring.
What's up, Sam? WSHM 738.
Hello, Paul. Just talking about I got new neighbors in the pedophile house.
Oh, wasn't that house empty for a while?
WRC 401.
I got radio set. 5 to 4 years, something like that. Yeah, it's been empty for quite a while.
Yeah, so that's how he told me. Well, hopefully you got good new neighbors. It's cold out there today.
Yep, it's a little chilly for sure. You off already?
Say what?
Said, are you off already?
Sure.
That's Joe.
WRXT401, can I get a radio check on this handheld and put a location on the bar right now?
It's working. Working for a living. Working.
Radio check the location on this handheld.
Station out there, this is WSIT 284. You're making it through the repeater. There's a little bit of static, like you're moving around or something, but we've got you coming through.
Mike usually gets in here around 3 o'clock or 3:30, I think.
Yep, 10-4.
All right, nothing else going on for you today?
Just a tire repair. I got a four-wheeler on the table. I still got to do the upper and lower control arm bushings, but no hurry.
All right.
I charged them $300 for what I've already done, and the bushings came, and I told them that's extra.
It probably costs them a lot more if they take it to some, you know, business shop on the roadway.
Yeah, it would have been like 8 to 1,000, no doubt.
I'm ready for that afternoon cup of coffee.
Copy that, I did.
I got a special day planned Friday since I have it off being Good Friday. Do something special with the granddaughters and I give them the full Monty, you know, donuts in the morning, fill them up full of sugar and take them to breakfast. I got a place I'm going to take them like later in the morning. Early afternoon, and then I get lunch somewhere along the line, wind them all up with sugar, and turn them loose back to the parents.
That's the plan. Always nice if you hand them back to the parents.
Yeah, both of these girls are pretty good, though. They don't get too wound up. Kind of joking a little bit. They're pretty well behaved. Sometimes they bicker a little bit between them, but nothing. Nothing that's not even worth really mentioning.
We'll always do that anyway. Yeah, last night, man, we were looking up, man, and seeing a car pull up. Next thing you know, I see a lady get out of the car with pillows and blankets, it looked like. My wife says, there's somebody moving in or somebody sleeping in that house. I went over there and talked to the neighbor this morning. The neighbor goes, I'm running his house. He'll be moving in a week.
All right. Well, good for them.
Not good for me. I like having no neighbors. WSHS 567.
As long as you're good neighbors, they watch out for you. You watch out for them. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, we'll see.
But it's always a roll of the dice. I mean, anytime somebody new moves in, right? So you never know what you got.
Well, I've been here for 15 years. I'm not about to change what I do for anybody.
I hear you. All right, well, I'll let you get back at it. I got to stop off here in about a minute or two, and I'll catch later. WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
Hi, Paul. You have a good day. We'll talk to you later. WSHF 567, clear. Negative copy on WSBT 754.
Afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754, just getting on the highway.
Yep, copy on getting on the highway. WOWB 49. Yep, just got some time in between here before I go punch back in.
Yeah, I was looking at Google Maps earlier, and it was already slow down at 13 and drives it in the freeway. So I took 12 mile. Man, is that road bumpy.
Not as bumpy as Joy Boulevard. Holy crap.
Can't say I've ever been on Joy Boulevard.
That road that leads you right into the one gate there. The one in Joy Boulevard. Take you around the base.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone there. I was on Selfridge one time, I believe. That was a long time ago.
I go there, once a month with my one guy's brother so we can do our shopping at the commissary.
I took tomorrow off, so I won't be around tomorrow at all. I'm going to take a 4-day weekend.
I figure that, we might be able to catch it, on the home base.
you know, sometimes, you know, people get lucky. Like that one guy from Brown City.
Well, I can't hit Mount Clemens from there for whatever reason. And I remember when I was on vacation last year, I was able to catch you and Paul one morning. But I was coming into Mayville, and I don't think that one's linked in right now.
None of those are linked. Well, I heard the Flint repeater's down. I don't know about the Mayville one, but I know Flint's down. And well, all those repeaters up there are linked with their system anyway because of all the, you know, tomfoolery.
Yeah, can't say that I blame them. It's a shame, but it is what it is. But, yeah, I will be around tomorrow, so I'll miss all the smuckers going on.
Right. like this morning, you know. Anyway, but, yeah, well, no, that one guy, he was hitting the Mount Clemens repeater from Brown City with no issue for about a good 45 minutes.
I think I've been into it maybe twice, but here the last 1,000 times I've tried, it's not happening.
This all depends on the tropospheric ducting, you know, I mean, the troposphere and the temperature and everything else in between.
I was talking to that guy that got shot in the butt, Jim, and he was telling me, he was betting that it was the big dirt mound or at the landfill in between me and Mount Clemens. Now, it's a big, big hill, man, and he's thinking that might be part of it. Because being in Marysville, I am lower than a lot of areas around me. So, I don't know. I never really traced it out, you know, like on a map to Mount Clemens to see if that's the issue. But, yeah, I just can't get into it, man.
My office is calling me. WRWD 49, Santa Bus.
WSBT 754.
Good afternoon, guys. It's WSHJ 270.
Good afternoon, 270. Name is Charlie. I'm on 94 eastbound towards Marysville.
Yeah, even on the CB radio, I have a hard time getting out. When you get up next to the water, you figure that's got to be almost the lowest point in Michigan, right? Along the shoreline.
Yeah, you would think so. I know I want to guess, man, at about 641 feet above sea level, which everywhere around me, I know going towards the northwest, out towards the Yale and Brockway and all that, they're a bit higher than I am. But I just can't get down into the Mount Clemens machine from there at all. And I got an 11 element beam pointing this way, and it does me no good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's line of sight, like you say. There's got to be something in the way. You probably have to go up another 100 feet.
Boy, couldn't we all, huh?
I always wanted a house out in the country so I could put up a tower, you know, as high as I wanted.
Yeah, that's on my lottery winnings list. Big old place with a big tower, or two, or three.
Yeah, I used to get those QST magazines and ham radio magazines years ago, back in the 70s, and man, some of the millionaires, you know, you see the big antenna farms they build.
Yeah, if I had their money, I'd throw mine away, that's for sure. Yeah, I've seen some of them setups, and unbelievable, man, how much people put into a system like that. I could only imagine. I got about a 35-foot tower now at the house, and just under that, but my antenna is right about 35 feet. I say it's 11 element, and it just can't make it this way.
Yeah, I put up an antenna for my parents, a TV antenna up in Port Austin, and they were in a low spot. You know, you get up around 25, the Highway 25 that goes around by his property just outside of Port Austin, and we put up, my brother and I put an antenna up about 60 feet, and you look back from the highway, and the antenna looks like it's only about 10 feet above the road.
Yeah, you're like, what, I did all that work just for that? Yeah. Well, I'm right downtown Marysville, and actually, we don't have any limits on what we can put up. I mean, when I put mine up, it's been a while, I called the building inspector, and he said, no, you don't need a permit, don't need inspections, you can pretty much do what you want, you know. But I don't want to be ignorant to my neighbors or nothing. And then I got a power line right behind me, and so I mean, I'm not going to get too ridiculous. One of the ham operators I know there, he lives on Range Road, which is right on the limit, city limit, and he's every bit of 60 foot. But I didn't want to deal with guy wires and all that, so you know, I get what I get, and I'm happy with it.
I got a guy over pretty close to me, about a mile away by 696 in Chaner. His antenna's up over 100 foot. He's got like a commercial tower right in his backyard. Boy, what an eyesore that would be.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, that's how I thought about it. You know, I didn't want my hobby to, you know, kick off the neighbors, and I got all great neighbors and all that. There's never been a problem, but I didn't want anything too obnoxious, so, you know, I get what I get, and I'm happy with it. I do a decent job. Right now, I don't have any HF antennas up. I need to get a wire back up to get back on the lower bands, but, you know, they're all pretty good neighbors, so I don't really want them to have to see something like that. Go ahead, Mike. WSBT 754.
The way I see it, you know, if I want to put a tower up, you know, to heck with them, you know. I mean, they don't pay my taxes. If they don't like it, they can just roll up the red carpet and just bamboo, you know. That's the way I feel.
I get that, you know, and it is, it's my property and all that, but I don't know, I can't get that high anyway, because like I said, power line behind me, that thing comes down and be laying right on top of it, so I get what I get, and that's what all I can do.
You know, I think I know which tower he was talking about, the 443-500 machine. It's, you know, that is a pretty big tower. But you know what, though? It's not like it's, you know, harming anybody.
It's an eyesore.
And my suggestion would be don't look at it, you know? That's all I can tell you.
Now, me personally, you know, it doesn't bother me. It's because I'm not living next to the guy, but I'd hate to look in my backyard and see that thing towering over me every day. You know, it kind of scare me.
It'd be no different than looking at ITC's, you know, transmission towers.
Yeah, they're the next street over from me, those big towers, man. I wouldn't want to be up against those either. I'm going to get out of here, guys. I just want to get in there and just kind of put my 2 cents in there and say good afternoon to you. This is WSHJ270, be clear.
Okay, man. Have yourself a good afternoon. WSHJ754.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with any of that, you know. I look at, you know, I got telephone poles in my front yard, you know, and I got telephone poles in my backyard. It's no different than looking at, you know, overhead wires, you know, and telephone poles.
Man, these freeways are very well protected today. If you get out here today, Mike, drive the limit.
I know exactly where you're at, too. That's your favorite spot. Just either before the 243 or just after the 243.
There's one back there, but I'm at the 248. The one at the 243 just took off after somebody when I went by. Cole County, he just got done with one. He's fixing to turn around and get in the other lane or the catch-em lane there, that emergency crossways. Man, they're everywhere. I read today, man, that they were going after distracted drivers today, so, yeah, we'll see. Well, halfway home, I'm coming up to the county line.
Roger that. Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, what we were talking about earlier. You were talking about Pine Acres, you know, being an obstruction with your signal. That could be it.
0-1. Yeah, I've never brought up the map, but I ain't sure where the Mount Clemens machine actually is, so I'm going to assume downtown Mount Clemens area. But I've never brought up a map and ran a line across it to see. There is that line of sight thing, though. There's a map that does that online. You can do a line of sight estimation. I'll have to try that and see what it says.
Yeah, you could always try that, you know.
Blow out there.
Got somebody else in there trying to get in. Go ahead.
Well, the antenna that I am running isn't really tuned for this band anyway, so plus the length of coax I'm running, I've got a bit of line loss. And I know it's not a band for this one. It's actually a 440 antenna. So I plan on doing some changes this year. My buddy Sean, who just got his GMRS license, you talked to him the other day, he was talking about me and him getting together and splitting the cost of a lift, get a couple of jobs done real quick. That may help if I get a better antenna out there.
Well, I mean, 70 centimeters isn't too far off from 65 centimeters. I don't think it'd be that much of a difference. I mean, I guess it depends on where you're at, too.
You're talking almost 25 to almost 30 megahertz, man. That's a bit of a jump.
Yeah, because I know I got a buddy of mine that, you know, he was using, or he uses a diamond, you know, antenna, and that, it works fine with 70 centimeters and, you know, and this band here.
Well, I don't have 2 meter capability, so I want to, put a dual band beam up instead of just a 440 antenna, so I at least get back on the 2 meter.
Yep, I hear you there. But, yeah, like that, like I said, that one day you were getting in pretty good. I mean, at first you had a little bit of trouble, and then all of a sudden it was like night and day, you know. You could always get yourself a Mirage to help you out.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, pass around. Going past that overpass, so I'm probably going to drop out any second. Good morning, WSBT 754.
About at the end of your rope. We will talk to you later. RWB 49 will be standing by.
WSLV 658 standing by. Anyone out here got their ears on this airborne station?
Yeah, this is SHJ270. You sound good over here.
I hear that 270. Where are you at out there?
12 Mile in Shaner and Warren.
Copy that on that 12 Mile in Shaner and Warren. Well, I appreciate the comeback. I just wanted to see how this thing was getting down out there. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in there, you know, just getting older all the time.
Yeah, that's all we can do is just try to hang in there. Again, we can't stop that clock, that's for sure. Time flies.
Yeah, especially after you retire. I retired about 8 years ago, and man, I can't believe 8 years have gone by. I'm just total disbelief.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm waiting on my day to retire. Seems like I'm going to be working until I'm 80 or 100.
Yeah, I probably would have died in the shop, but, you know, they went out of business. You know, they decided not to build machines anymore, so they kind of just closed the doors. So I went to the Social Security office and talked to a guy, and I retired at 62, and that was enough. That was like almost 45 years.
What did you say your call sign was again?
WSH.
J270. Copy that, 270. This is WSLV 658. I appreciate that comeback. I'm going to be 10-7. I appreciate it. I'll be back on later on.
10-4. Nice meeting you. We'll catch you later. WSHJ270, clear.
WSEU 202, good evening.
WSHR 566 WSU844. You got a copy? No copy on WSU844. WSHR 566, clear.
This is WSME236 monitoring.
A bunch of losers.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRWX 221 mobile.
almost like someone's being a dick and just got key in the mic.
WSIA 375, Matt, turn from Clinton Township.